This is the Donnie Yen Chinese Dragon Jedi service, where we offer you all of the powers of a Jedi, powered by 1.3 billion Westerners, who of course have to take the fall for the failed psychic warfare attack on China, where the 85 Jewish families initiated the Star Wars program to suck dry the Chinese via inviting Donnie Yen to London and on to Hollywood to become a big star in the Star Wars episode number 8. And of course, since the Western governments tried to suck out 1.3 billion humans worth of the force from the Chinese and lost, because of course they were totally blocked by the Psi Lord, Tim Riefat, who of course reversed it and downloaded total evil from the Chinese into the British, the heart of the British, Bank of England, Buckingham Palace, etc., all on our death list of the European Union. This, of course, means that since they gambled and failed, the Western population have to pay the price. They have to bail out the 85 Jewish families, which means, of course, they have to suffer 1.3 billion people's worth of torment to power the Donnie Yen Chinese Dragon Jedi service. Because remember, when you try and pull out the force from a victim, it's a zero-sum game. You fail, you pay. If you can't pay in life, you then have to pay with the damnation and the torments of your soul, which of course is happening as we speak. And since, of course, one can then use Sotchivanov's psychic warfare theorem number 3, so that every Westerner has to pay the 1.3 billion each, increasing the torment of the Westerners to levels which are indescribable, even to Lucifer. And remember, this is all of the technology of the Antichrist. The Antichrist can use total evil as his force, which of course all was implemented and created by the Americans via Morton Janklow and Robert Jordan, and of course his patsy, the American Mormon, I think, who completed the books, that of course completed the psychic warfare engine to allow Tim Riefat, who of course wrote the books and had them stolen by the Jew Morton Janklow when he sent them to New York to be published. They of course wrote the Wheel of Time books, which of course have the Dark One and the Dark Force Evil that can be channeled and is the purview of the Dark One, which of course has given me the force to use the force of evil as the Dark One and as Wandal Thor, with of course the scapegoat being the Americans and the Jews. So one can see, of course, psychic warfare is all about force. The more force you've got, the more you can use. And of course, you've got to build up. You simply can't go to China and upload all of their force of evil into yourself, leaving only the good in China. Unless you have overwhelming force in the first place. And I've had the Americans and all of the people that have read the Robert Jordan books and been associated with, powering you to be able to use the force of evil, as explained in the Robert Jordan books, all 14 books of them, which of course is, you got it, 7-7. Now, this means that as a Donnie Yen, Chinese Dragon Jedi, you have 1.3 billion humans worth of the Force from the moment you purchase the service. This, of course, means that this Jedi is the bargain of the millennium, because even having it available means that you have 1.3 billion humans worth of the Force, all donated by the torment of the Western garbage. And remember, we've got 450 million of the scumbags in the European Union, all of whom have agreed to power the Donnie Yen Chinese Dragon Jedi service. And of course, there's no way for them to stop the upload, because Bank of Cyprus goes beyond all the firewalls of the Freemasons, the occult branch of the 85 Jewish families, and allows you simply to steal anything you like from the 85 Jewish families and their empire at will. And one can see, of course, this technology working with the Hellization of Greece, where the 85 Jewish families are having to pour their money energy into a bottomless pit that just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Now, we know that the Donnie Yen Jedi service will be in film number 8. And we know 8 is going around the Argand diagram twice, which of course completes the operation of the spinner, which means of course that in this service you simply have the 1.3 billion Western awful damned souls powering you to go around the Argand diagram clockwise twice to elevate you from the real world as poor peasant offal of the Eton Jew, Cameron Osborne class, worshipping in their temple, paedophile, cannibal mansions all along the embankment of London, with the Eton Boris Johnson and the rest of the baby buggerers, fucking babies and then drinking their blood and roasting them, the standard Knights Templar of the temple. All of this now is feeding the Donnie Yen Chinese Dragon Jedi service. And of course, thankfully, JP Morgan was next to the temple, so I could upload the entire force output of the Americans into the equation to add another 330 million useless eaters to power the Donnie Yen Chinese Dragon force service. So with this Jedi, it exclusively allows you to build up your force, taking you twice round the Argand diagram, changing you from being a poor peasant to the elite. Because remember, you are the elite when you have the force, and when you have 1.3 billion humans worth of force, you then have the force available to become a billionaire. And we see from the site, the Star Wars MP3s, 60, how to use the Force, 60 onwards, that good feeds evil. That the problem about evil is that it's fed by good. Which, of course, was explained in the 12th spiral going to 17, breaking down to produce the 13th spiral evil, which then feeds to make the 18666 state, which is stable and holds people like you in the hell state of the 85 Jewish families as a McDonald's, Walmart, Obot, cut off from any power and simply groveling for a few dollars while they print out money and give it to themselves. This, of course, now has been taken away from the 85 Jewish families, so the more they print money, the more they poison themselves, because the entire money supply, the complex money energy of the West has been poisoned with the toxic waste of China, past, present and future, dumped into them in the Bank of England on the 9th of July, agreed to and linked into the hellization of the West via the underground, the 7-7 death of the British, and the 10 million Londoners going mad on the 9th of July with the first tube strike for decades, which turned London into Bedlam, which of course is the Dark One, Antichrist technology, fully uploading the entire evil output of the Chinese into Bank of England, all past its firewalls into the heart of the 85 Jewish families via Bank of Cyprus, enabling the 3-2-1 destruction of the West, so that the West is exterminated and goes to the die line. All of this done, and of course this means that the Donnie Yen Chinese Dragon Jedi service allows you to bathe in the force of 1.3 billion Westerners who lose everything, are consigned to hell to power you, to make you a billionaire, one of the elite. And you simply don't have to do anything. You simply bathe in the force donated to you by this service. Now, Tim Rifat travelled to Hong Kong with a huge case full of crystals, the 100th monkey clear quartz, and 13.2 pounds to upload the entire evil from the Chinese, and loads of negative torsion field crystals to squeeze out the evil from China, producing a gigantic anti-clockwise torsion field over Hong Kong, to perpetually squeeze out the evil from the Chinese and download it into London, Bank of England, into their religion, St. Paul's, their Freemasons, the Temple, the Americans via J.P. Morgan, the Royal Family via Buckingham Palace, and into NATO via Trafalgar Square Psychotronic Generator Monument, the use of Enochian magic to win battles. And as one can see, Enochian magic over Hong Kong, a gigantic superstorm approaching Hong Kong, closing down Hong Kong, as we squeeze out the entire evil from the Chinese that would destroy the Chinese, harm the Chinese, past, present and future, uploading it to the British, to London, to cause the release of Cobalt-60 in London, the dropping of the Yekar, the blowing of Yellowstone, the dropping of the San Andreas, the extermination of the Western race, all powered by the immense force of evil in the heart of the Chinese, all sucked up by the Antichrist Tim Rifat to leave only goodness and light in China for the wonderful Chinese to bathe within. So one can think of Tim Rifat as building the sewer a sewer from China so that the Chinese can shit and piss in the toilet, and it's all transported to the sewer that is London, which then pours into the banking system, Bank of England, into the Freemasons, who become toxic waste dumps via the temple, the heart of Freemasonry, JP Morgan into the Americans and the 85 Jewish families, into NATO via Trafalgar Square, and of course into the royal family via Buckingham Palace. And they've accepted it with their celebration of their damnation on the 10th, the massive celebrations in Buckingham Palace to agree to their damnation, which are going on as we speak, where they celebrate 75 years of damnation, losing their souls, the air, and going to eye fire the East China. All of that done with the celebration of the RAF and the royal family agreeing to their total damnation, appearing in the hellized Buckingham Palace on demand. All, of course, done on the 10th, which, of course, is the one, the die line, one, one and zero, where life comes to the Psylord and the zero, death, comes to the British and the Western garbage. And, of course, we have all of the Westerners looking up to the sky, to the West, to link up to their souls, which then are bled dry to go to the East, to China, to become minus I damn souls to feed the Donnie Yen, Chinese dragon, Jedi service. So you can see, of course, the beauty of this service. And, of course, since Tim Riefat has tuned all of his psychotronic generators by taking them to China and then bringing back all the evil from China in his crystals, which now sit in his Brighton home, pumping 24/7 iterative evil. So you upload the evil from China and then dump it and then make new evil by quantitative easing and pump it into the British again and again, the non-linear iteration, which the nerds in Los Alamos can explain to the Pentagon cunts, the wiggers that and niggers who have zero conception of science, thus producing non-stop evil. So basically you get your stake, you get your state money from China, the force of the Antichrist, powered by the evil of all of the Chinese, past, present, and future. And then, like in the banking system, you can fractionally reserve bank it, make thousands of times more of it, and then roll it over to make thousands of times more. The processes that the Jew on RT talks about, Max Kaiser. And, of course, you can then make evil out of thin air using quantitative easing and derivatives. How? Well, you steal the technology from the Bank of England when you download the evil of the Chinese into the Bank of England on July the 9th. And 9, of course, is free space, the ability to make reality, which, of course, is quantitative easing and derivatives, all stolen from the 85 Jewish families on the 9th of July when Tim Riefat came a-visiting. Now, with the Donnie Yen Jedi service, you can simply make force 1.3 billion amounts of force, which you then can use to produce the 1.3 billion humans worth of good things. So if you can think of the Westerners supplying all this force, as you become richer, more powerful, youthful, and beautiful, they lose. So it's rather like the picture of Dorian Gray. The more you become youthful and unblemished, the more the Westerners, the picture of Dorian Gray, becomes hellized. So one can see, of course, the European Union and the West losing all of the good things in life, which don't disappear into thin air. They simply come to the Donnie Yen, Chinese dragon, Jedi, who feed off the West, who simply eat the West, dump their bowels, their shit, into the Westerners to create more hellization, and simply upload all of the good things to themselves. And since, of course, it comes from film number 8, you not only get all the powers of the Donnie Yen, Chinese dragon Jedi, who, of course, will be a martial arts expert, a real kick-ass, that's Donnie Yen. See his films and imagine just a Jedification of that, so you know what you're getting from the service, plus 1.3 billion humans worth of force to power it. So if you're a badass like myself and wish to become the badass hero, the Donnie Yen Chinese Dragon service is for you. If you wish to change your reality from being a poor peasant to one of the elite Templars, Eton, Jew, J.P. Morgan, elite class, then of course this is for you, because of course this service sucks out all of the good things from the elite and gives it to you to make you the elite. Because remember, once you have the force of the elite, there is nothing but a reality where you are the elite. You cannot be anything else but the elite, because of course reality conforms to your will. So as you can see from the Psylord Tim Rifat, the owner of the planet Earth, total controller of reality, everything conforms to his will. Everything is controlled by the Psylord Tim Rifat, and the Westerners now are the victims, are the cattle, the goyim of the Donnie Yen Chinese Dragon service, where simply think of them as chickens in your factory farm, supplying you with all the good things from which you can do all the evil. Because remember, all evil is powered by good. And now, of course, we've got the entire Western population agreeing with the 85 Jewish families and the Jews to power the force in the Donnie Yen Chinese Dragons, because on the 6th of July they had the temerity to begin negotiating with Donnie Yen to be in the Star Wars franchise, to try and suck dry the Chinese with their Star Wars technology, not realizing that the Psylord Tim Rifat has taken over this technology and would use it against them instantly. And as you can see, the 6th is the 1 and the 5, the destruction of the hyperinfinity of the Western male and Western female, the Christ and the Princess Leia, the Darth Vader, and the Jewess Carrie Fisher, all now breaking down in the next iteration, because they've donated the hyperinfinity, they've given it away, the 1 and 5 have joined to make the 6, the destruction of hyperinfinity to supply hyperinfinity to the Psylord. So in the Donnie Yen Chinese Dragon Jedi service, you can have the hyperinfinity of 1.3 billion people, which allows you to collapse the quantum wave function as a 1.3 billion human. So you can imagine what 1.3 billion people can build all of which supplied by the added torment of the Westerners and all future generation of Westerners who have agreed to power the Donnie Yen Chinese Jedi service. This, of course, is available for the bargain price of $1,000. Only available to the first 100 clients for this price, after which the price jumps to $10,000, and after the next 100 jumps to $100,000, etc. So be smart, buy the Donnie Yen Chinese Dragon Service, powered by the Western cunts that had the temerity to think that psychic warfare could be used against the Chinese. Because remember, the Chinese are an enclosed society. They only have 8,000 non-Chinese that can work anywhere they like. And therefore, you have to upload the force from the Chinese via a Chinaman. You can't do it. Because, of course, they don't see a Harrison Ford or a Princess Leia or a Darth Vader as themselves, because the Chinese are Chinese and these are all Gualo, which, of course, translates as white devils. So the force uptake from the Chinese from the Star Wars program is minimal and afflicts the Chinese who become fifth columnists, who then see themselves not as Chinese, but as Chinese traitors, as Westerners wanting democracy and the total domination of them by the 85 Jewish families. So these seditionists, these traitors, these fifth columnists, get sucked dry by the Star Wars program. Not the Chinese, who, of course, if you watch Chinese films, you'll see they're very patriotic and think of themselves as a race apart. So, of course, they needed Donnie Yen, someone they idolize, to plug in to the Chinese nation, to bleed them dry for the Pentagon and the 85 Jewish families. This, of course, could not be allowed because the Psylord Tim Riefat has the torture, extermination and vivisection of the West as his pet hobby. So, of course, automatically blocked this attack and rerouted it back to London, Bank of England, Temple, JP Morgan, all of the religion of the West. Because remember, the Chinese aren't Christians, via St. Paul's Cathedral. And remember, St. Paul's linked up with, you got it, Revelations and the Apocalypse, powering the Apocalypse for the West. And, of course, the military power using Enochian magic, Trafalgar Square, the gigantic Enochian psychotronic generator tuned to using Enochian magic for warfare, and of course Buckingham Palace, the royal family and the 85 Jewish families. All of this done, and the agreement to their total vivisection, the die line, the mall, one giant die line from the Bank of England to Buckingham Palace, the die line, the movement by 90 degrees from I, the soul, to the minus one, the total destruction of the West, and then from minus one to minus I, the total destruction of the souls of the Western garbage, all done and agreed to with the celebrations, the positive torsion field output on the 10th, all feeding the Psylord Tim Riefat. So on the 9th, we have the torment hellization of London, and on the 10th, the celebration of the siloed Timrifat, all of the positive torsion fields of the West coming to the siloed Timrifat. On the 10th of July, the die line, the Dillon roof, the roof being the RAF celebration, the roof sky, and the die line from the Bank of England to Buckingham Palace, all initiated on the 9th with the nine niggers, remember? So all of this done, and the Donny Yen Jedi service allows you to bathe in the force uploaded from the West on the Dai Line day, the 10th of July, with the seven, of course, being the seven exchange rituals we talked about. And when you, go to the seventh iteration of the Fibonacci series, you, of course, get 13, the anti-clockwise negative evil torsion field that hellizes the West. And as you can see, with the Greek bailout on Sunday, all of that goodness now is redirected to the siloed Timrifat and, of course, his Donnie Yen Chinese Dragon Jedi. Enjoy!